Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Real Deal bonus episode. My name is Justin Brewer, and I am still your host. That's right. I know it's been a couple weeks since we've been in the studio recording, but that's what this bonus episode's for, to explain to you what's going on with that. So just get all our cards out on the table right off the bat. Adam and I began recording this podcast back in March, and you know, we had a week with where Rick Wadsworth was on, and it really settled into Adam and I for a couple weeks and or a couple podcasts. And I thought that that was going to be something that would work, but I think it's kind of like the Beatles. You know, I'm kind of Paul McCartney and Adam's John Lennon, and we tried to record and words were exchanged, and then fisticuffs were exchanged, and so Adam and I, you know, just couldn't make it work. There's some litigation involved right now concerning the Real Deal podcast. I don't even know that I should be recording this, but I'll tell you, this is my podcast, Adam, and you're not getting it from me, all right? I don't care what your lawyer says. I don't care how much litigation there is. I don't care if you take me and try to sue me. You're not getting... Okay, that's a big fat lie. I'm just kidding. Adam and I did not have a fist fight. That's a joke. But it's just busy. And I know I'm preaching to the choir whenever I talk about being busy. Adam is the pastor of a church. Adam has 27 kids, like we've talked about. I am, you know, in the middle of an adoption, and our paperwork's expiring, so we're having to re-up our paperwork, which is very time-consuming. I'm in school, have a job. So just like you guys, we're super busy, folks. And finding time to get together to record over the last couple weeks, with summer being here and our kids being out of school, has just been really difficult for us. So that being said, I wanted to explain kind of why we've kind of taken a break over the last couple weeks, and you haven't seen a new episode out. It's simply because it's just been tough. But in those couple weeks, it gave me an opportunity to kind of look to see where we are through the first six episodes. And I'm not going to bore you with the state of the podcast address, because let's face it, you guys listen for an hour every 10 to 14 days. You're not that invested that you care all that much. But what I wanted to do is I kind of wanted to just take maybe 8 minutes or so to explain to you the changes that are coming and why they're coming. So the first change you're going to see come from me listening to all six episodes and realizing that the only thing in this podcast that points to men's ministry is our slogan, you know, helping real men in the real world pursue a real savior. After that, guys, if you listen to the podcast, you will realize that this is not a men's specific podcast. We don't talk about things that only men talk about, you know. We're not over here grunting like Tim the Toolman Taylor, you know, and talking about men problems specifically. No, think about what our episodes have been about. They've been about ways to disagree with others without losing your witness. It's been about understanding that knowledge is important in our faith. It's been about what a children's pastor would love for people to know about their children. You know, all the things we've talked about is not male specific. And I feel like we've kind of missed the mark on our audience because we've said this is for men only, when in reality there's nothing about this podcast that's for men only. So moving forward, we're really going to push this podcast to be a podcast for everyone. And to kind of debunk this, I know immediately everyone's going to think, oh, well, obviously he doesn't have enough listeners, so he's trying to get more listeners. Whenever we first started the podcast, I wrote down in a notebook how many listeners I wanted us to have each week, and every podcast we've had has exceeded the number that I said that I wished that we would have as listeners. The podcast is doing well as a men's ministry podcast, but when I listen to it, it's not a men's ministry podcast. So I either needed to change it to be a men's ministry podcast, or I needed to change the verbiage so that everyone would be welcome. And to me, it just made more sense that we changed the verbiage so that everyone could be welcome. And then when you do that, it opens up all new conversations. I'm so excited about some of the ideas for the conversations that are to come, just because everyone's going to be involved. So that's the first change you're going to notice. We are going to really make sure that everyone knows that they're invited to be a part of the Real Deal podcast. This is not a men's ministry podcast. This is a podcast for anyone and everyone who is pursuing the real Savior in the real world. So that's our first change you're going to see. You're going to see the verbiage change. It's not just going to be for guys anymore. We're not going to really change the podcast because the podcast is fine how it is. We're just going to change who we're marketing it to, I guess, is really the way you have to put it. We're not just going to make it for guys. The second thing that we want to do, we want to begin once every three or four podcasts just telling the story of someone who is walking with Jesus. Maybe it's a time that God moved in someone's life and did something in their heart. We just want to have people on and have a storytelling time where they tell their story. It won't be every week. It won't, you know, it'll just be once every three or four podcasts we'll have someone on to tell their story. And I won't go too much into that. You'll see it as we go forward, but I think it's going to be pretty amazing to have that part. And then the third thing that you're going to see out of the podcast is we are going to double down on our Facebook and Twitter. We want to make sure that this thing is completely and utterly a conversation, not just between me and whoever's on the other microphone, whether it be Adam or someone else. We want to make it a conversation for everyone involved. We want you guys to have a voice. So you're going to see through Facebook, we're going to begin reaching out, allowing you to have a voice, allowing you to help us shape the podcast, the conversations we have, the topics we touch on. Those are going to be things that you guys help us out with moving forward. Also, another feature that I'm super excited about, we've talked about it on the previous episode, is the voice recording on the Anchor app. So when you listen to this podcast, if you look in the notes, the podcast notes, you'll see a link for the voice recorder. You can go on there and leave us a message about the podcast. So we're going to begin asking questions, and we're going to ask them on the podcast. We're going to ask them on Facebook, and you'll have three different avenues, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or the voice recorder to interact with us as a show. So in reality, I don't see the podcast changing all that much. We just want to be more inclusive. But thank you guys who have been the loyal listeners, that core audience that we have that's faithful, that lifts us up, that gives us the words of affirmation like you do. You guys' support has been more than you could ever know for us. And so we appreciate the love and the support, and we look forward to continuing this journey with you guys. And I'm really excited about the process and the chance that we have to continue to grow as a podcast. And we would love nothing more than for you to be involved with it. So make sure that you plug in, you tell your friends, and you help us out as we continue to grow this thing into something that we hope is a benefit in your life and in the lives of others. So listen, thank you guys. We got some cool episodes coming up. We still have the best and worst Christian song of all time on the horizon, as well as some other fun things coming up, and we look forward to it. So be on the lookout the next 10 days. You'll see a new podcast drop, and we'll get back on schedule, and I'm excited. I hope you're excited, and we will see you guys later on. Peace out.